Hawaii is the only state that doesn't use real property taxes to fund public education. Hawaii State Teachers Association President Corey Rosenlee explains.
100 years ago, most of the land was owned by a relative few large landowners. And they specifically did not want to fund public education because, one, it would have come from their pockets. And two, they had an interest in making sure that the children of their plantation workers did not get a good education, so they would have no other choice but to stay on the plantation.
The constitutional amendment would provide the legislature with the authority to establish a surcharge on investment property to support public education. Cynthia Tong is an award-winning public school teacher in Ewa.
As a social justice issue, this is something that we can change in history by allowing people who don't even live in Hawaii, who have investment properties, and they're making an awful lot of money, let them pay the tax on that.
The investment property surcharge would also help to increase teacher salaries, which the HSTA says are among the lowest in the nation. Higher salaries would help fill the 1,000 teacher vacancies statewide and provide students with qualified teachers. HSTA President Rosenlee says the goal is to help all students, even the ones not planning to go to college.
We have a huge shortage of career and technical education teachers, because who in their right mind that could be earning $80,000, $90,000 as an auto mechanic wants to teach for $50,000 a year? So one of the things that we're really promoting with this constitutional amendment is the idea of a better career and technical education system.
The money could also be used to increase classroom funding. Tong says many teachers, herself included, spend their own money for pens, paper, and even food for their students. The classrooms, facilities, and furnishings also need upgrading.
I have seen desks literally that I have been able to age back to grandfather time. I graduated from Aiea High School, and my desk is still in that school. My daughter went to that school. Her desk is still in that school.
Rosenlee, whose mother was also a school teacher, says voters have an opportunity to change history and fund public education to the national standard.
We are last in the nation in the percent of revenue that goes to education. That should be an embarrassment, and we've got to change that. Vote yes on the constitutional amendment. Support our keiki, fund our schools, give Hawaii a better future.
In my final report, some of the perspectives from those weighing in on this issue. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.